Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, over the next few weeks, a booklet will be delivered to every household in Ireland. It's called Keeping Well This Winter. It's a guide produced by the HSC to help us navigate the winter, COVID and restrictions. So to tell us more, I'm joined by Sarah O'Brien, and she is the National Lead for Healthy Eating and Active Living Programme with the HSC, and Anne Sheridan, who is the Programme Manager for Mental Health and Wellbeing with the HSC. Hello to you both. Thank you so much for talking to me today. First of all, Anne, if I can come to you, it's a winter like no other. People have really a lot to contend with. I think you'd agree with that first and foremost.
Oh, yeah, I would, Brendan. Thanks very much. It's lovely to chat with you. But yeah, it's a winter, as you say, that we've never had before. And I think that there's been a lot of kind of understanding and awareness just of, I think, the general impact that COVID-19 has had for all of us, I think, in terms of our mental health and well-being. You know, I think the first, back in March when we had the first level of restrictions, that was quite a novelty time for everybody. I think it was the first time it was happening. But, you know, other things were happening as well. Like, the weather was good. We were moving into longer days. Summer was coming. And even Zoom was a novelty. So even in terms of keeping in touch and staying connected, we got used to all of that. But I think, you know, there's been a lot of wear and tear even since then. But particularly now, I think it's a very different story this time around, in that, you know, the evenings are longer, the nights are longer, the weather is different, and just less opportunity to kind of get out and about. So, yeah, I think it's felt differently than even perhaps March was.
You know, it's funny, I was looking at the weather forecast on the news last night, and they said by Wednesday, you know, the temperatures during the day may only get up as far as 3-4 degrees. It's going to be very cold. You know, you just went, oh, God, no. And how important, you know, if you have a daily routine, something like that, bad weather, you can just knock it out completely. So I suppose how important is having a daily routine in a time when, in a way, all the days kind of merge into one? The weather's a bit, you'd always have the radio, of course, but the weather's just not great. It's not really conducive to getting out and about.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it can feel that a lot of things are out of our control at the moment. So I think that's why it's really important to take some stuff back into control and do what you can do. And I'm delighted to tell your listeners about a new programme that we launched, which will really help people around their mental health and well-being over this time. It's called Minding Your Wellbeing, and it's a series of 5 short videos. They're all available on, if you go to yourmentalhealth.ie. But each video is about 20 minutes long, and each video deals with one element that's very important in terms of our mental health and well-being. And each video provides just practical tips and strategies for people just to help them get over this time. So to give you a flavour of just what the videos entail, so there's one session on self-care and just all the daily habits, including that idea that you had about just having a daily routine. So what we can build into our daily routine that would be really good for our mental health and well-being. There's a video on understanding our thoughts and just putting the spotlight on, you know, how sometimes we get caught up in negative thinking and what we can do about that. Another one on exploring emotions and the importance of increasing positive emotions in our lives and ways that we can savour the good moments when they happen and how important that is. Another one on relationships, and staying connected is a very important message in the booklet that's just been launched. And so just noticing and nurturing the relationship that we have in our lives and what can help you to do that. And the final video is on resilience and really looking at how we can tune into just the strengths that we already have, because often we tend to pick up on maybe, you know, our weaknesses rather than our strengths. But so all of the combined videos, they last, each one, no more than 20 minutes. And they just give people, I think, will give a lot of your listeners some practical tips about what they can do to help themselves over these months.
And Anne, that's yourmentalhealth.ie?
Yourmentalhealth.ie is where the videos are.
All right, okay. And Sarah, you're there as well. Sarah O'Brien, you're on the
Hi,
food and exercise side of things. How are you?
I'm good.
The good part, the hard part, kind of, what was in your head when you were asked to give advice on these topics when it comes to food and exercise. And, you know, we think we know it. We know it. But it's another thing doing it. So how do you kind of give advice and get in there?
Yeah, I think a couple of things, but I suppose just one thing to pick up on there when you were chatting to Anne, Brenda, you were talking about the weather and getting out and about and the weather being wet and cold, etc. I remember a long number of years ago, a public health nurse worked down in Kerry when I was doing some training, said to me one time, there's no such thing as bad weather, there's just being bad clothing.
Yes.
So it's about kind of wrapping up, getting out the wellies, the waterproof clothes or the extra hat and scarf and gloves, and just walking out the door, go 10 minutes in one direction and 10 minutes in the other, and you have 20 minutes done and you come back in and you're a new person nearly. But I suppose that's when we were started looking at this with our colleagues. Like, we knew that from talking to people, like our patients and service users, but also ourselves, of poor colleagues and family and friends, that people were struggling with different aspects of routine, of what we were eating, of being physically active across the whole first 6 months of the year, and that coming into the winter again, then it was going to be harder, even though we had some routines coming back, like back to school, back to work, back to creche and stuff. It helped a little bit. But it is that bit that, yeah, we eat every day. We're up and we're moving around every day. And it's just in the background an awful lot of the time. And sometimes we need to just bring our attention to what we're eating, what kind of activity we're doing, how much we're sitting and not moving and starting to do something around it. Because when you're doing it to some extent mindlessly or not thinking about it, you don't realise what kind of habits you're slipping into. And then when you know that you need to do something, if you're maybe not sleeping so well or you're not feeling so great in yourself, sometimes you think, well, maybe really, will going out for a walk make a difference to how I'm feeling? Will cutting out the extra sugary drinks make a difference? Because it all sounds so ordinary, and as I say, we do know it, but it does definitely make a difference. And it takes there's a little bit of planning involved in some of it, in particular around our eating habits and that, making time to, before you do the shop on a Saturday or a Friday, think about what meals you're going to plan for the week and ensure that you get the ingredients in. It doesn't have to be a huge or really expensive shop. Once you get plenty of variety in terms of vegetables and fruit in there and some meat, that is really helpful. And having kind of frozen vegetables is really good as well to have in the freezer that you can just pop in to a dish on an evening as you're making it. And as well as that, kind of a little bit of planning in advance. Like, I know people, if you're out and about with after school activities to some extent, if you have kids, or if there's only one or two of you.
Small amount of after school activities now, sadly.
I know, but they actually do still add up in terms of time, I find.
I know.
But even like if there's only one or two people living at home, you know, it can be very hard to kind of be cooking big meals when there's only two of you and you don't want to be eating the same dish 3 days in a row. Freezing it down and popping it in the freezer is a great option. Like, you have it there for the following week or 2 weeks' time when you feel like having your chili
like
con carne again.
I just want to ask you both very, very quickly, when these arrive in people's homes, keep them well this winter, what do you want people to take from it, or how do you think it will help them?
I suppose.
Anne, go ahead.
Okay, so yeah. Well, first of all, I think that it's got lots of practical information in it, which I think will be very helpful, all in one place. So I think that's always helpful. From my point of view, I would really like people to realise that, look, if they're feeling a bit under the weather, that's pretty normal. So, you know, don't be beating yourself up about that. And maybe just think about small steps that you can take to try to mind your mental health. I think the important thing is to do it with intention. And the more than what Sarah was saying there, that we can all fall into habits kind of without even, you know, knowing that we're doing that. But to to bring some intention back into your life in terms of every day just thinking of something really positive you will do for your self-care. I read something over the weekend which I thought was lovely, this idea of going to those places where COVID is not. And that's those places where you lose yourself. You know, where you're in a good book or where you're cooking a meal that you really want to do, where you are listening to music or where you're watching a football match, as you were chatting about earlier on. You know, to really seek those kind of situations out where you lose yourself. And then notice that you're doing that and notice the feeling you have, because that's building that sense of positive emotion, and that's really going to help.
Well, look at Anne Sheridan, Sarah O'Brien. Thank you so much for talking to me today and to let people know, keeping it well this winter. It'll be going to every household in Ireland, and just tips for your physical and your mental health as to how to keep well this winter. Keep well, both of you. And again, thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Brenda.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.